From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Wednesday, when one man in Eureka threatened another with a machete and stole his bike, it was only round one. A code enforcement officer saw two men fighting with weapons, one of which was a machete, on the 2100 block of Broadway. Turns out one of those men had stolen the other man's bike earlier in the day, and the victim had tracked the robber down to get it back. Upon officer's arrival, the code enforcement officer directed officers to the suspect, and he was detained without further incident. Identified as 41-year-old Brian Mello of Eureka, he was still in possession of the machete at the time he was detained. Mello taken into custody, charged with robbery and assault with a deadly weapon, being held in lieu of $55,000 bail. Well, the vintage B-17 bomber that crashed after takeoff north of Hartford, Connecticut Wednesday had visited Humboldt County Airport in McKinleyville back in June as part of the Wings of Freedom tour. It was one of several planes that took part in the event. There were 10 passengers on board yesterday when the plane crashed. There are 7 fatalities. Eureka Police Department receiving a $55,000 grant from the California Office of Traffic Safety for a year-long enforcement and education program. The money will fund various activities intended to reduce deaths and injuries on roadways. The funding will be used for a number of programs, DUI driver's license checkpoints, and patrols specifically looking for suspected alcohol and/or drug use, patrols targeting violations of hands-free cell phone law and vehicle code violations. Also patrols targeting the primary causes of crashes like speeding, improper turns, running stop signs, and the like, and patrols looking for seatbelt and child safety seat violations. Teachers plan to protest and voice their concerns at the next regularly scheduled board meeting of the Northern Humboldt Union High School District on October 8th, 6 p.m. at McKinleyville High School. According to Lost Coast Outpost, teachers at Arcata, McKinleyville, Pacific Coast, Six Rivers, Charter, and Mad River High Schools have been working without a contract since June 30th due to the administration's refusal to provide a cost-of-living adjustment that the teachers' union says is owed to them. During a special board meeting this week, district officials outlined their reasons for denying the teachers' raises, including deficit spending, cash flow shortages, and changes implemented by Governor Newsom. Thursday, October 10th, a panel discussion on the proposed TerraGen Wind Generation Project in Humboldt County. It will run 5:30 to 7 p.m. in Founders Hall, Room 118 on the HSU campus. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.